Well, there's no time to waste because we have a big show tonight. You've done a lot of preparation for tonight's show. I understand that you and your assistant...
Whoa. There's no time to waste. We have a big show tonight. That's where you want to start? Where do you go from there? Don't you know how we start our show?
No, in the hole, deep in the deep abyss?
Then we slowly crawl out.
All right, sorry, we'll start over. Sorry.
No time to waste. Yeah.
No, now I'm giving you an opportunity to start it the way you want to start it. Try it again.
No. Well, we have all the time in the world to waste because, frankly, we've got nothing.
That's how you want to start the show?
Yeah, lower expectations. It's how I start my shows and my marriages.
I thought we might want to start it with, you know, a bit of excitement.
Yeah, okay, let's try that.
Big energy.
Didn't we try that 25 years ago? Isn't that how it used to roll?
Yeah, it used
to work. How'd that work out?
No, it used to work really well.
25 years, is that what it's been?
Oh, more than that. It's been 27 years.
It has been?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What the hell is that about? What do I have to show for it?
Couple of tattoos.
I got a lot of bumper stickers.
Pierce nipple.
T-shirts. Lots of T-shirts.
Yeah. There you go.
And four sweet memories.
You got a new family.
Yeah, I got a new family out of this show.
Yeah. I was definitely responsible for breaking up the first family, wasn't I?
You
told me I was.
In your own way. In your way.
Yeah.
You're responsible for a lot more damage than you really know.
Great. Right. Thank you.
I mean, this show is broadcast. This station is broadcast far and wide now. It's causing a lot of pain to a lot of people, Ken.
So you and your assistant, Johnny, did some preparation for tonight's show.
Well, we did. That didn't work out. Let's just wait. I think we should put a pin in that. We might get to that another week.
Oh, really? So we can't even talk about...
I don't think we should. And then when it does happen in a few weeks...
What about the thousands of people who got today's newsletter... In which we told them what we were going to do.
And that's a great life lesson. Get used to disappointment, kids.
So we're not doing what we said we were going to do in the newsletter. Yeah. Just leave it like that.
There's a life lesson. It's more valuable than any good show would be. You look forward to something, you get psyched for something, and it doesn't happen. Deal with it. Just deal with it.
Yeah, so Andy kind of messed up, and we can't do the original topic.
Yeah. But we have... I think Plan B is kind of exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
You know what this weekend is, buddy, in Brooklyn?
I do. It's the record fair.
It's the Lonely Hippies are lining up. The Lonely Hippies are laying out their denims and T-shirts.
What?
They're deciding what to wear.
Oh, I see.
Everyone gets all dressed up for the record fair.
Yeah.
And
people put on special hats.
Yeah, they do. I've actually seen the special hats. Dear God.
It's at the Brooklyn Expo Center in Greenpoint, 79 Franklin Street, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
In Greenpoint, yep. Franklin Street, is that where it was last year?
Yep.
How'd that venue work out for you?
Great. Best venue ever.
There are emergency exits in case of a fire?
Oh, hell yeah.
In case of, someone gets bored?
Someone gets bored?
Maybe someone is shoplifting something and you're chasing them? A lot of emergency exits for them?
It's a wall.
Have you ever had anyone trying to steal something at a record fair?
Oh, sure. People have been accused of it. We've never caught anybody. I mean, we've tried to, you know, we've tortured people to try to get them to confess. But we've never had a conviction. So
maybe
all
this is your year, buddy.
All there are accusations.
I have a really good feeling about this year.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And what are some other special events at the record fair?
Well, Matt Mose is performing on Sunday with Larice. Lots of live music on Saturday as well.
Uh-huh.
Ronnie Fujiyama of the 5678s playing Saturday.
What? Which one is he of the 5678s?
She. Which
it's
one
she?
Is she?
Is she at seven?
Yeah. She's the seven. Yep.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
Yep. Danny Says, the Danny Fields documentary showing Saturday at 4.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, great. It sounds like it's a real happening, baby.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you, Ken.
Sierra Nevada beer. Thank you, Sierra Nevada, for donating the beer.
You're giving away beer or you're selling the
no,
beer?
No, we're selling it. They gave it to us to sell.
Do you need a license of some kind
for that?
To make
money. Yeah. Yeah, you need a liquor license.
Look at you all grown up getting a liquor license.
Yeah, we got one of them liquor licenses.
I'm so proud of you. And then where can people park? I guess people don't park.
No, you have to park on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there a subway stop? It's near. What subway stop is it near?
G train at Greenpoint Avenue.
That's the best damn train there is.
Yep. Sure is.
And will you be there?
I will be there on Sunday.
You'll be in the kissing booth?
Yes. The petting zoo, we call it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Unfortunately, I'm going to miss Saturday and Sunday because my son's graduating from college.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
yeah.
So it's not the best timed event. You could have maybe looked at a calendar. You could have found another weekend
or another college.
I can't
base the record fair on my own personal schedule. There's bigger considerations.
So you won't be there for a couple of the days?
I'm missing first 2 days.
Oh, maybe I'll come then. I didn't know you weren't going to be there.
Yeah, you should come on Saturday.
Yeah, you won't be there?
No, I won't.
I would be king of the record fair?
Yes.
If you weren't there?
Yes. No. You could be king.
I don't think I'll be there.
No, you should go on Saturday.
I don't think so.
Why?
They make me uncomfortable.
Who? Who makes you uncomfortable? You don't have to whisper. We're just on the radio.
The lonely hippies.
What is it about? They want to talk to me. Yeah, what is
they
it?
They want their kids to meet me.
Okay. So they can make you comfortable if they ignore you.
I'll be plenty comfortable far from Brooklyn. But is there a way for me to buy some records nonetheless?
Well, funny you should ask,
Andy. Do I have to show up to actually buy some records?
Funny you should ask, because in order to get people excited for the record fair, I have some records. And we are going to try to auction them off right here.
These
are
records that the station had planned to sell. They were going to be in your bin.
Right.
These are the cream of the crop, the best of the FMU bin. And we're going to give people a chance to buy them in advance, buy them right now.
Right.
I see. So they can call us at 201-209-9368 and buy them. But what if more than one person is interested in the same record?
Well, they'll have to bid against each other.
Oh, it's a bidding deal.
Yeah. And then I'll give out the station PayPal address.
It's a little mini eBay thing going.
Well, not eBay.
Well, I mean, it's a bidding.
Yeah, it's a bidding thing.
I love it. And you picked out six records that you think our listeners might respond to.
I did.
Well, let's review them. Can we play some tracks off them and talk about them?
We can. We have Nina Hagen in Ecstasy.
I'm not familiar with that.
That's the first one. Oh, you don't know Nina Hagen?
No.
And should I set the opening bid?
Yeah.
Opening bid, $4.
No, seriously.
Seriously, $4 for Nina Hagen.
Nina Hagen? People know who she is?
Yeah.
And $4 is an amazingly low, great price?
Yes. She does saber dance on this.
Is this her only LP that she ever released?
No, of course not.
What? Tell me something about this artist.
She's German.
Say no more.
There you go.
Say no more, please.
You were fondling the album cover.
She looks very frightening to me. Okay.
And then we have a good friend of yours.
I used to work with him. I knew him years ago.
Joe Piscopo. We have his New Jersey album, which he did. John Zorn is on this album.
I believe that was his first release. 201-209-9368. I might have actually known him back in these days. When was this? Oh, Gary Kroger? Well, yeah, this is my error.
Yeah.
Oh, he does Letterman on this?
This is kind of before he went off the deep end?
Oh, this is 84.
So this is before.
Yeah, I did know him here.
Before the bodybuilding.
Yeah, that's true. He was, he kind of had a everyman Jersey guy persona back here.
And he's running for governor.
He does talk about it.
Oh, he's more than talking about it.
Hey, you know who else is on here? Eddie Murphy. He used to be pals with Eddie Murphy.
Wow. Then we have a Fairport convention.
Produced by Hal Wilner.
Yeah.
You know Hal Wilner.
Yeah, and John Zorn. John Zorn and Joe Piscopo together.
Together again.
Yeah. We have Fairport convention.
Okay.
Legion Leaf.
Can't get enough of that clog dance and folk music.
And let's see, is Sandy Denny on this one? Well, I mean, Richard Thompson's on it. No, I guess Sandy Denny's not on it. But, you know, the rest of them.
So if you hate Sandy Denny, this is your album.
No, Sandy Denny is on
it. Oh, here. Sorry. Wait, hold your calls.
Yes, Sandy Denny's on here.
Sandy Denny haters, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. And what's the opening bid on Fairport Convention?
$15.
It's out of print, obviously.
Yeah.
Goes without saying.
A&M.
And
it's a single gatefold. Beautiful, beautiful cover.
And you're vouching for the condition of the vinyl?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
And one of your favorite artists, Andy, Buffy St. Marie.
Yeah, unfortunately, the vinyl in that case is also good and playable. Is that true?
This is her Illuminations record. What's your favorite Buffy St. Marie song?
Well, I only know Universal Soldier.
Oh, well, this one has Poppies on it.
I don't know that one, but let's play it.
You want to hear Poppies
yes,
by Buffy?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, well, you talk.
Yeah. Is it...
Well, let me introduce the last two records.
Okay.
We have Divine.
Divine, the John Waters star?
Yeah.
I didn't know she recorded a record.
Yeah, she's recorded a few records.
Is it excerpts from the soundtracks, from the movies? Or
Nope. It's Divine. It's her record, Jungle Jezebel.
Is Divine a man or a woman?
Well, I believe that she would like you to refer to her as a she, Andy. Okay. Unless you want me to set the pronoun police on you.
I don't know. Wait, does she have, did she undergo an operation?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay.
This includes her big hit record, her big hit song, Kick Your Butt.
That's really the hit song off of that?
Yeah, Kick Your Butt.
Well, we have to hear that as
okay.
well.
And then we have James White and the Blacks, Sax Maniac.
And tell me about that record.
Well, he was a famous no-wave artist.
Yeah.
This is the record that's dedicated to Anya Phillips. He played at the last record fair, James White did.
Okay. And
it has that old Black Magic.
Okay, the old standard. What
Sax year? Sax Maniac.
What year was that release, that record?
82.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. You sound really thrilled, Andy.
No, it's going to be great. I know Buffy St. Marie. I know Divine because I've seen some of those movies.
Oh, really? What's your favorite Divine movie?
Well, I guess I've seen Pink Flamingos. Wait, tell me what else he/she has been in.
Polyester?
I might have missed Polyester.
Yeah. So here's Kick.
Was he, she in Crybaby?
I'm not sure.
You know who was in Crybaby?
Who?
Yes.
Johnny Depp.
Yes, of course, but guess who else?
Joe Piscopo?
No. Someone that we reference almost every week here.
Joey Heatherton?
Exactly.
Really?
She was in Crybaby. That might have been her last on-screen performance.
Well, this is from the Divine record.
Okay.
This is Kick Your Butt.
Who produced this? Oh, I don't care. Don't reach for it.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
That's a great question,
It doesn't
Andy.
Matter. Don't reach for the record.
It was produced by Bobby Orlando.
Okay.
Associate producer Danny Weiss.
Oh, yeah. Great to hear Danny Weiss in the studio again.
Yep.
Now, are we going to hear Divine singing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When will that occur?
As soon as the vocals kick in.
Yeah. Oh, this is all part of the big tease?
Yeah. Yeah, because this is the opening of side two.
And are we dancing? And if we were in a club, would we be dancing?
Yeah, you'd be butt dancing.
To this?
Yes.
Will there be some butt dancing going on at the record fair?
Oh, you know it.
That's a swinging place, those record fairs. You never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen. Would you agree with this about the record fairs? Anything could happen, but it never does.
See?
Is this divine?
Yeah.
And we're not sure if this is a man or a woman.
She would like you to refer to her as a she. I think you should respect her gender choices, Andy.
Fantastic. And what's the opening bid on that?
Minimum bid on Divine is $15.
201-209-9368. Okay, $15. That's our bid. So if you want to bid on any of these records, we'll review these six records. These are records, the cream of the crop from the FMU record bin. You can preemptively buy them before the weekend. Fantastic opportunity.
I wouldn't call them the cream of the crop, but they're, you know.
You're right. A random selection. Right.
Yeah.
Just a little taste of what to expect.
And we have some calls, Andy.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, we do.
Well, they must have missed on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
You love the show.
Who's this?
I do love the show. I'm Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hey, Diana. Are we going to see you this weekend in Brooklyn?
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, we hope so, too. Right, Ken?
Absolutely, I hope so.
Are you going to offer free admission to anyone who calls during this hour?
No, I'm not.
I'm offering free admission to anyone who calls during this hour.
You don't have any free passes to give out.
Right, I don't have the authority, but nonetheless.
People can go to the WFMU homepage at WFMU.org and get a $2 off coupon off the homepage, though.
How much is admission?
$7.
So if you go to the homepage four times, then they would owe you a dollar.
No, that's not how it works.
They'd show up with four coupons.
She can get one coupon.
Oh, you're good, Ken. You're smart. Yeah. Well played, my friend. Well played.
So, Diana, are you interested in any of these records?
I am. I'm interested in the Nina Hagen.
All right. Well, the Nina Hagen, the minimum bid is $4, and nobody has bid yet.
It would be a steal if no one else bids. It's yours for $4.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Do you want to bid above $4 to try to scare people, other bidders off?
Yeah, I'm going to go... $5.
Okay, right. $5. If you're outbid, just call us back. Keep our number in your redial.
All right, Diana, we will let you know at the end of the show if you are the winning bid, and then if you are, you can PayPal us the money.
Now, you know, you understand that she's German, this performer.
Yes.
Okay, running back to us. No one told me she was German. All right.
She's one of my favorite female artists.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, this is her record, In Ecstasy.
Do you know that LP?
I'm more familiar with Nonsex Monk Rock.
Oh, yeah, the Nonsex Monk Rock.
This has Russian reggae on it, Spirit in the Sky.
Ken, you're going to blow the sale. Saber Dance? Ken, the less information about this stuff, the better.
Okay.
Thanks for bidding.
Okay. Thanks, Diana.
Okay, she obviously mistakes this record for something else. All right.
No, she knew exactly what it was.
I don't think so. 201-209-9368.
All right, so to review the records that we're auctioning off here tonight.
Yes.
Nina Hagen, In Ecstasy.
We have a $5 bid.
$5 bid on that. Joe Piscopo, the New Jersey record.
What's your minimum bid?
With John Zorn and Hal Wilner and Eddie Murphy.
And if you'd like me to sign it, I'll sign it.
Yeah, because you were sort of involved.
I once met him.
Yeah.
So you'd have the signature on the album of someone who once met him.
Minimum bid is $3 on the Joe Piscopo. Fairport Convention, Liege and Leaf.
Yeah.
The original lineup, I believe.
Is Sandy Denny on there?
Sandy Denny is on there.
Is Richard Thompson on there?
Yes, Richard Thompson's on there.
Now, who's Richard Thompson married to?
Now?
No, when he was going through that traumatic divorce that produced all those great songs.
That was Linda Thompson.
Oh, Linda Thompson. Was she in Fairport Convention?
No.
If I had a pair of clogs, could I clog dance to that music?
You could.
In some states, I could.
Yes, no, you could. There's a song called Matty Groves.
Let's put that on.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe I'll show up in Brooklyn with my clogs.
Oh, you should.
We can clog dance.
You never bring your clogs out anymore.
If people bring their clogs, I will have a clog dancing little circle with people.
Will you come on Saturday with your clogs?
I may. I hate to make promises because I'm going to break them, but I may. Let's just say I may. So here's Fairport Convention, the best clog dancing music ever recorded. Here we go. And this would be me on Saturday. Just picture me clown dancing.
Yeah, that's a mighty keen sense of rhythm you got there, Andy.
That's me clogging. Come on, Ken, join me.
I didn't bring my clogs.
Okay, I'm a little winded. Hold on.
So the opening bid on the Fairport Convention is $15, and nobody's bid it yet.
Come on, you cloggers.
We also have the Buffy St. Marie album.
Yeah, she was against the war, if I recall.
Illuminations?
Yeah.
Well, she was against it after she was for it.
Yeah. Pretty powerful stuff. Is the Poppy song on that one?
It is. It's called Poppies.
And what was she, like, half Indian, half Cherokee or something?
You know more about her than I do.
Yeah, she was something.
She does look like she might have some American Indian
in her. Loves the red bandana, but she was something. She was something.
Meaning what?
Meaning you're bidding on a non-Caucasian album, record.
Oh, I got
performer.
You. Okay.
That increases the value.
Okay. And we have the Divine record.
Yeah.
Jungle Jezebel.
And you heard a cut off of that.
Yeah, Kick Your Butt, we heard.
201-209-9368. So you can get these albums, if you bid now, a preemptive bid before the record fair, you can get them for a song. Why don't we let people actually buy them for a song? That they call and sing.
No, I need to get cash.
Why don't I offer to buy it for people?
Okay.
As a gift.
Yeah, that sounds great.
If someone calls and just love bombs me.
Okay. Yeah, you could,
or
use,
guilts
some
me
you
into
could
it.
Use some love bombing.
I do.
Tonight.
I think I could.
Yeah, why?
I just had a long day.
You had a bad day.
Yeah.
Wife took you to task?
We're just a long day. I made less than 25 grand today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you used to make 50 grand a day.
Can't stop clog dancing.
Yeah.
Someone shoot me.
Please.
All right, I'll buy a record. You tell me why you want a record, and you tell me why you think you deserve the record, and you tell me why you can't afford to buy it yourself, and it'll be my gift if you touch my heart.
And how do people do that, Andy?
I don't know. It's been a long time. You do it every week, though, Ken.
They would call 201-209-9368.
I'll buy someone a record, some lucky listener. But I don't want to buy people a record and then have them not go to Brooklyn. I guess they go to Brooklyn to pick it up, right?
Right.
Oh, you're brilliant. Oh, you're brilliant.
They have to go to the record fair Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Greenpoint at the Brooklyn Expo Center, Andy.
And are you going to kind of throw it at them Frisbee style and say, catch it?
Nope.
Catch it with your teeth?
Nope, not going to do that.
If they catch it in their teeth, do you give it to them for free? That's what you should do at the record fair. Any record you can catch with your teeth, you get for free. And just flinging records at people as they walk in.
That's a great idea. Yeah, we should do that.
Well, you need a little marketing.
Yeah.
A little marketing.
All right, well, we have somebody on the line, Andy. Maybe it's somebody who wants to love bomb you.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
I love you, Andy.
And this calls a bit of all right.
Calling for a bit.
Are you? What record are you interested in?
The Nina Hagen record.
Oh, my God. That seems to be our hot item. You're going to have to top $5. In increments of what, Ken?
A dollar.
Oh, this really is thrilling.
I was going to bid $5.01.
No, I think we're doing increments of a dollar. Ken can't make change.
Yeah, minimum bid amount is a dollar.
Okay, minimum increments. So your bid is
$6? $6.01.
Well, we can't. We're not doing
cents.
But $6 is the high bid. If Beverly doesn't call back or whatever.
Diana, what's your name?
This is Michael. FM Mike on the boards.
FM Mike. Okay, great.
Okay, Mike. Hey, for $6, you can get now. So this artist, I owe this artist an apology. Apparently, there's a little heat on this item. Okay, Michael, it's yours for $6.
Okay,
someone,
FM Mike, you got the winning bid so far.
$6. Unless someone outbids you.
Thank you.
201-209-9368. You think we'll hear back from Diane?
I hope so. Diana.
Diana. Very exciting.
Hi, you're on the air.
Some built-in drama in this show. You were absolutely right about this,
Ken.
Hi, Andy. Hi. You love the show.
I love the show. Long-time listener. Not a first-time caller. This is listener Wes.
Hey, Wes.
Hey, Wes. Is there one of these records you're interested in?
I didn't really hear the list of records. I just basically wanted to call up and say that, Andy, Rat Race is one of the best movies ever made. I laughed my cojones off.
Now, this is what I... This is a phone call. This is the kind of call we wait for.
Is this Wes Hopping?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Wes.
I don't know.
How you doing, Ken?
Here's what I know about Wes Hopping. He's a discerning gentleman.
He's got great taste.
In your house, and I met you. I shook your hand and had a hot dog.
You had a hot... You shook my hand and had a hot dog?
Yes. That day, the show was videoed...
He was at your house, Andy. He came over for the barbecue.
Oh, my God. Did I really do that?
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we may do that again sometime.
Oh, when are we going to do that again?
Never.
Never?
But, Wes...
You do have a lovely house.
Oh, this is bad.
Keep love bombing it. Keep love bombing it.
I didn't get to see the masturbatorium, nor I don't think that I would.
Oh, this is now. So this call has gone south pretty quickly.
I felt very welcome.
I forgot.
It was a very charming house. Yeah. And,
You were. I remember you being.
Everybody was having a good time.
Everyone. That's right. We had people over for hot dogs and soda. We grilled them. We grilled them some dinner. What the heck was that about?
And then the cool kids hung out in the masturbatorium, as I recall.
I don't recall. But anyway, thanks for your call. You made my day.
No problem.
It gives you a rough idea what kind of day I had.
Thank you, Wes Hopping.
All right, take care.
You still in Lake Hiawatha?
Oh. Wes Hopping, you must call back. Hit redial. We must know if you're still in Lake Hiawatha.
I do want to know.
Wes Hopping, please call us back. Oh, my God. What if he's gone forever?
Thank you to Wes Hopping in Lake Hiawatha.
We hope it's Lake Hiawatha. We assume it's Lake Hiawatha, but we're not sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Please, Wes Hopping, please confirm.
I have a good feeling about Wes Hopping and
Wes
Lake
Hopping,
Hiawatha.
We're talking to you. 201-209-9368.
All right.
You hung up before Ken could conclude his questioning.
Just to recap.
Yeah, just to recap.
We are auctioning off these records. Divine's Jungle Jezebel, Buffy St. Marie's Illumination, Nina Hagen in Ecstasy.
Well, the bid is now up to $6.
Bid up to $6 on that. Joe Piscopo's New Jersey record with John Zorn and Hal Wilner and Eddie Murphy.
Signed by me and not Joe Piscopo.
James White and the Blacks, Sax Maniac.
I'll sign that one too.
Fairport Convention, Legion Leaf.
These are clog dancing music.
These are the six records we're trying to auction off tonight.
Okay.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. The only record we have bids on is the Nina Hagen.
If we do well enough, we have about a half hour left. Would you cancel the record fair?
Yes.
If this really takes off?
Yes.
If this pops?
No, if we can hit like 70 grand gross by 7 o'clock, I will cancel the record fair.
So if the bidding really, really takes off?
Yeah, it would have to really take off. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Michelle here. Thank you, girl. Love the show.
Oh, Michelle Mealy, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
No, wait, now how do we know her?
You're a thank you, girl.
Michelle, I don't know what that means.
What do you mean you don't know what that means?
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Every week, and you just kind of sit there.
You pledge money, and your condition was that we thank you at the end of every episode.
Remember, last year was Amy Vogel. Does it ring a bell now?
Yeah,
this year it's Michelle Mealy.
How would I possibly know that? You know where my head is at during the show.
Your brain is a sieve. It's amazing.
Exactly. Exactly. I have a condition.
You really do.
If I had no legs, would you be taunting me about that? I have a condition.
Yes.
It's fine, Andy. You have a condition. I am completely understanding.
Thank you, whatever your name
is. Your heart is too big. Michelle.
Michelle what?
Michelle Mealy, our thank you girl.
I don't know what that means. Okay. So, Michelle, any of these records excite you?
I am a little bit excited by the Divine record.
Oh, right.
Okay, what's our minimum bid on that?
Minimum bid on that is $15.
You could steal it right now for $15.
Well, I would love to steal it for $15, but just in case somebody tries to swoop in with a $16 bid, I'm going to bump it, the maximum bid, to $20.
All right.
$20 is bid on the Divine record.
Yeah, I'll be at the record fair this weekend, so I got to save some money, like, to shop there. But
all right,
okay. I'll try on the air as well.
Okay, Michelle, you have the top bid on the Divine record right now.
Michelle was brilliant. Did you hear her strategy?
Yeah.
She knew somebody might bid $16.
Right.
So she bid $20 because, as you and I know, there's no higher number than $20.
Exactly.
Are you joking?
Why? Name a number that's higher than 20. I defy you to.
17?
No, 17 is less than 20. You see what I'm saying? Michelle.
19?
No, 19 is less than 20. Michelle knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's the highest number there is.
Well played, Michelle.
Well played, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. We'll let you know whether you're the winning bid at the end of the show, and then you can PayPal us the money, and we'll bring the record to the record.
So we have six albums on the auction block. It's a chance for you to get a little jump on other collectors. The record fair is in Brooklyn this weekend.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 79 Franklin Avenue at the Brooklyn Expo Center.
And Friday and Saturday, Ken won't be there, so it's the Wild West. There are no laws there. The rules don't apply. Right, Ken?
Yeah, it's only
the law. The sheriff is out of town.
It's only the second time I've ever missed any days of the record fair, ever.
Well,
Harry, it's kind of upsetting to me.
No. Harry comes first. You're a good dad.
The first time I missed was when Harry was born.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a sweetness to
that. I know, and now he's graduating from college. There you go.
Well, that's kind of sentimental of you.
Yeah.
It makes you think, and for that, I will never forgive you. So who's in charge when you're not there Friday and Saturday?
Well, Matt Warwick is the record fair czar.
Little Matt Warwick?
Yeah.
That little kid?
Little Matt Warwick.
Wait, how old is he? He's 14, isn't he?
Little Matty Warwick. No, he's like 16 by now.
You're not putting Matt in charge? That kid's in charge?
No, little Matty Warwick can do it. He can do anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's going to be bedlam. It's anarchy at the record fair Friday and Saturday.
Don't you question little Matty Warwick for a second. He has tank tops.
You're going to show up on Sunday. There'll be nothing there. There'll be an empty lot.
He's got his learner's permit. What are you talking about?
Little Matty Warwick. All right, great. Good job.
He can handle it. He handled it last year.
I just want to see your face on Sunday.
And he didn't even have a learner's permit last year.
Excuse me, there was some kind of facility here, I thought.
The dealers loved him.
Excuse me, what happened to them? What happened to the auditorium that was here? Oh, that burned down, sir.
Last year's record fair was the smoothest running one ever. Yeah. Thanks to little Matty Warwick.
God bless. Okay, we have six albums on the auction block, 201-209-9368. A chance to make a preemptive bid.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, you love the show.
Oh, I love the show. It means the world to me.
What album sparked your interest?
Oh, I was going to put a bid on the Divine album.
Well, there's already a couple of bids. What's our bid? What's our high bid right now, Ken?
Oh, well, it's the highest number that exists. It's a $20 bid.
Yeah, I think you're out of luck.
$20 for that record?
Yeah.
Okay, can I go 23?
I completely forgot about those numbers.
23?
Yeah, no, that is higher.
Is that higher?
Yes, I have the chart right here. 23 is higher. So you're now the high bid, and if the show ends, if 7 o'clock arrives and you're still the high bid, you can pick it up
at
the record fair.
What's your name?
Bruce in Newark.
Bruce in Newark, okay. You do have the high bid on the Divine record.
All right, yeah, nice. Okay.
You understand. Now, you understand, just so there's no problem later, you understand it's a woman with a penis.
It's a what?
It's a woman with a penis. That's Divine. That's what it is.
Oh, I might want to lower my bid to 22 then. Can I do that?
Nope, too late. Sorry, too late.
Okay, but we do have to be transparent about what you're bidding on.
All right, and yeah, I understand.
And you can't clog dance to it. You can try, but it won't happen.
No,
it won't
I think
work.
You can. You can.
You have to be a better man than me to clog dance to Divine.
All right, Bruce. Right,
I gotta go. Thanks.
Okay, bye, Bruce.
Maybe that should be our little premium next marathon.
Clogs?
You and me, a videotape of you and me clog dancing to Divine.
That sounds like an anti-premium. That sounds like something that
people would not want.
People would want to avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no real element there that would make people want to.
Well, we're trying to get ready for the record fair, which is this weekend at the Brooklyn Expo Center in Brooklyn, 79 Franklin Street. And we have these records that we're trying to give away or auction off, the Nina Hagen, High bid on that is $6. The Joe Piscopo.
No bid yet on
no
that.
No bid yet. $3 minimum bid. Fairport Convention, Legion Leaf, minimum bid $15. Buffy St. Marie, Illuminations, minimum bid $12. The Divine record.
We're up to $23.
Jungle Jezebel, high bid is $23. Michelle, if you want to
why don't you play another track off of one of these?
And James White and The Blacks, minimum bid $15.
Okay, we're going to play another track off of one of these while we take another call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Are you talking to me now?
Wait, hold on. Ken, am I talking to her?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, I am talking to you.
Oh, hi, sorry.
It's all right, I'm sorry, too.
Yeah?
Hi, your name again is what?
Liz Demery.
Liz Demery.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
And is there a record that you were interested in?
Oh, the Fairport Convention.
All right, minimum bid on that is $15.
Well, I will put on the $20
bid. $20
bid.
And Liz, $20 bid on Fairport Convention. This is Legion Leaf.
Yeah.
Tell me why Fairport Convention means something to you.
Because I remember listening to that back in the 70s. I haven't listened to it in a long time. It was always one of my favorite albums.
There you go.
Just amazing.
Well, brush off your pair of clogs.
That's the other part of it.
That's right.
Produced by Joe Boyd, well-known producer.
Yeah. That's good, Ken.
Woman who she passed away when she was pretty young.
Sandy Denny.
Amazing.
Yeah, incredible Sandy Denny.
Sandy Denny, yeah.
Yep.
Just amazing.
Well, it's right now it's yours if no one else bids, and we'll see you in Brooklyn.
Okay, Liz, we will announce whether
you come back and bid again if somebody else bids.
We'll announce whether you have the high bid at about 5 to 7, and then we'll give out the PayPal address.
Super. Thank you so much.
All right.
She
was going to say she loves the show.
No, we don't know what she was going to love.
I do love you. We have no idea.
Liz, you must call us back. 201-209-9368. What do you love?
And Wes Hopping, you have to call back, too.
Confirm.
Lake Hiawatha.
That you're in Lake Hiawatha. Well, Ken, you're just hanging up too early on these people.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're hanging up mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Hey, how many dealers will be in Brooklyn?
Oh, we have like 180 dealers.
180 tables?
Way more than 180 tables, because a lot of the dealers have two tables.
Fantastic. Wow.
Yeah. It's the biggest record fair ever, thanks to Little Matty Warwick.
Is it the biggest record fair in the country?
No.
Oh, say yes, you fool. Where did that come from? No. Let's try it again. Hey, Ken, 180 tables, that's pretty impressive. Is this the biggest record fair in the world?
It is. It's the biggest.
Wow.
It's the biggest record fair in the world.
That sounds fantastic. Makes you makes it a can't miss sort of event.
It's about four times the size of Utrecht, which is the next biggest record fair in the world.
Well done, Ken, and Little Matty Warwick. I'm proud of both of you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. No.
Well, there's the Austin Record Fair.
Yeah.
Which
you're a real marketing whiz.
Yeah.
No.
So what you're saying is just lie.
Yeah, but
just lie.
Right now, everyone's sitting at home going, tell me more about this Austin Fair. This Austin Fair you mentioned in passing. Huh. What's the airfare to Austin? That's what people are saying.
I'm not even sure if the Austin Fair still exists.
Exactly. That's how you do it. Yeah, ever since the Austin Fair burned down.
Yeah.
Ever since the Austin Fair serial killer shooting people as they bought records.
South by Southwest has jumped the shark, and I don't think they can afford
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's certainly not what Greenpoint, Brooklyn is.
Right.
That's how you do it, buddy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is that you talking to me again?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Are we talking to him?
Is it Wes Hopping?
Yes, this is Wes Hopping calling back to confirm I am indeed sitting in Lake Hiawatha.
Yes!
Yes!
Thank you, Wes Hopping from Lake Hiawatha.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Wes.
Hey, Wes, were you hang on.
No, you were just going to... What were you going to ask him?
Were you born in Lake Hiawatha? Oh, Wes, you got to call back. Was he born in Lake Hiawatha? Born and raised or just there now? Wes, 201-209-9368. You hung up on him.
Hey, let's quickly hear a little bit of that Divine record. The high bid is $23. This is the opening track.
You can almost tell what year it was released, can't you, from the record, from the music?
It sounds early 80s.
It sounds, I would say, 1979. Okay,
that's the Divine record.
Great life advice. Don't ever stop doing what you're doing.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Pamela.
Oh, hi, Pamela. Pamela in San Francisco, Andy. You remember Pamela?
No.
No.
Can't say I do.
You set her up with a date.
It's great to finally have a call. Great to finally have a fan from San Francisco joining us.
I was calling to see if you would buy me an album, please.
Oh, see, Pamela, that was about 10 minutes ago. When I said that, I was pretty drunk.
No, Pamela, you have to love
bomb. Have another drink.
You have to love bomb Andy a little bit.
Pamela, have you had a rough week?
I want to know if buying the album would include a trip, like the airfare to go pick it up.
Oh, that I can't. That I can't promise you.
I'll pay for the admission.
How about this? If you pay for shipping, I will buy you one of these records. Wait, which record are you looking at?
The shipping. I was going to say you could buy me the Joe Piscopo one, but I think the shipping would cost like 100 times the value of the album.
No, not so.
How much would it cost? So. How much would it cost to get that album to Pamela?
Oh, come on. Let me love you, love bomb you. Let's see.
You know what?
Andy, you're the best clog dancer I've ever met.
Well, you know what's kind of sad? It's working. Isn't that pathetic?
What else can I say?
No, that's pretty much all you need to say. Okay, the Joe Piscopo album, I can't buy it for you, but I could put, what is the minimum bid on that, Ken?
$3.
On behalf of Pamela, I'd like to put up $3 for the Joe Piscopo album.
Okay.
Aww.
And Pamela, if we win it, I will figure out a way to get it to you.
That's okay. You could just send me, like, a photocopy of your signature, which you were going to sign the album.
Okay, I'll sign the album. You know
and
what
you
I'll do?
You can put it on a piece of paper that has, like, maybe your bank account on it.
Well, maybe. You know what I'll do? I'll have my assistant listen to the album, and then he'll call you and describe. He'll call you
cool.
And reenact
some
of the high points of it.
Yay!
That's the cheapest way I can think of getting it to you. okay, but we're in for $3. We're a team now, Pamela.
Okay.
You're my partner.
Cool.
And
You're the best, Andy.
You're the best, and I know you're...
No, you're better than the best.
I know you're a friend of the show, and it's my pleasure. So we're in for $3.
I don't know who the hell I am.
I don't know exactly who you are, but Ken seems to think very fondly of you. We're at 201-209-9268. Goodbye.
Thanks, Pamela. Bye-bye.
That's my partner, Pamela. I'm in for $3.
Okay, let's review where we're at. The Nina Hagen record has a high bid of $6. That's Michael. Diana, you might want to call back and outbid Michael. Andy and Pamela have the high bid on the Joe Piscopo John Zorn record. That's $3. Liz has the high bid on the Fairport Convention Legion Leaf record. That's $20.
Seems to mean a lot to her.
The Divine record, Bruce has the high bid on that for $23. Michelle, you might want to call back if you can think of a number higher than 23.
There must be a site online which lists all the numbers in order.
Yeah, oh, there are. There definitely are. There's some Russian sites that do that.
Yeah.
And there's still no bids on the Buffy St. Marie or the James White and the Black.
Why don't we play a little Buffy St. Marie? Give them a little taste.
Poppies? Should we play Poppies?
Maybe I'll recognize Poppies. Is Poppies about cocaine?
No, it's about poppies. Opium.
Oh, opium. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Of course, I meant opium. Yeah, it tells you what a druggie I am right there.
This is the Buffy St. Marie song, Poppies, from her album Illuminations. Minimum bid is
$12. $12? I tiptoe across
your dream each night. Listen how clean that is. No surface noise at all.
This is Poppies?
Yes, doesn't it invoke opioids to you?
I see Ken. Oh, Ken's starting to tear up. Ken loves this song. This is Ken. Oh, Ken, you should bid for it yourself. Oh, look at Ken crying. There's a tear running down his cheek. Any drug song, any song that celebrates drugs. Ken reacts.
Listen to that echo.
Yeah. Now, is this the whole song or is it going to kick in? Is there something?
No, it's kicking in. Don't you worry.
What we call a melody. What's what lovers of music call melody. Buffy, don't sneak up on people like that. Well, where does it kick in?
It's kicking in. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
This is the greatest tribute to opium I've ever heard.
Hi, I'm in Boston. I was wondering if I could get it shipped to me for, say, no more than like $5 or so. I'm interested in the Nina Hagen album. I'll bid $10.
Oh, you're bidding $10. Yes, well, we can ship it for $5. Sure.
You'd pay for shipping as well, sir?
If it's not excessive.
Yeah. Okay. We could ship it for $5.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Michael, Boston.
Michael in Boston. Okay, bid is $10.
Yeah, I'm you know, the Fairport Convention album I think I already have somewhere, but the Tamlin's an excellent cut on there.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Michael, if you were smart, you would have an interesting anecdote to tell, a 13-minute interesting anecdote to eat up the rest of our time.
Yes, I'm not smart then.
Well played, Michael.
Well played, Michael.
Yeah, don't stoop to Andy's level.
I guess. Wait, hold on. You guys are talking over Buffy St. Marie. You go, Buffy.
Okay, now it's kicking in. The melody that you were speaking of?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
I think you're playing this at the wrong speed.
I didn't catch which song of this.
It doesn't matter.
It's Poppies.
Oh, okay.
Poppies.
The opposite Codeine.
What if you...
Thanks, Michael.
Bye.
Ah! What if you made a mistake in your life and you married her? What if you were married to her?
So,
what if this was her every night?
Well,
hey,
I mean,
after dinner, honey, I'll sing you Poppies again. Ah! Dear God.
What year do you think this is, Andy?
I don't know. Is Oblivion a year? Oh no. This was a hit song?
No, this is the last song on the album.
Ooh. Whoa.
Crazy.
Well, just from all this is 1967. Just from all this nonsense. What year was it?
I don't know. Yeah, there's no year on it.
No.
Oh, here's the melody.
Yeah. Hey, but there's no surface noise. Ken, talk up the lack of surface noise.
Oh, my God. You know who did the arrangements on this?
I don't know.
Peter Shickley,
the writer?
PDQ Bach.
Oh, PDQ Bach.
Yeah.
Well, that's right, Peter Shickley.
He did the arrangement. Wow.
Yeah. No surface noise on that.
No, none.
Yeah,
none.
You can hear everything pretty clearly
on that. On Vanguard.
Yeah, so you know it's good. It's on Vanguard.
And she does a song by Leonard Cohen on here too.
Yeah, with no surface noise. It sucks. She has no talent, but there's no surface noise. What's the minimum bid on that?
On the Buffy, it's $12.
Yeah. Good luck there, Kenny. $12, and the line will be forming early on Friday. The Buffy St. Marie fans, please keep to the left. Form your own line, people.
1969.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's when it's from.
You know who produced that?
Peter Shickley.
You're not going to believe it. If I told you, you wouldn't believe it.
PDQ Bach.
Peter Shickley. Remember him?
Yeah.
PDQ Bach.
Yep.
It's not very good, but there's no surface.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'll do $12 for James White and the Black.
There it is.
Minimum bid is $15 for James White. Sorry.
All right, I'll do 15.
Okay, what's your name?
Henry.
Henry. All right, Henry.
Henry, right. I think you're the only bidder, which makes you the top bidder.
All right, we're gonna move on because bids are open for another 5 minutes.
Oh, I see. You're closing the bidding.
We're gonna be closing the bid in five minutes. And right now, Henry, you have the high bid on James White and the Black.
Yeah, let's take as many calls as we can.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, can you play the Poppy song again?
Evan, if you're a bad boy, if you don't do your homework,
buy the album.
Yeah, maybe buy the album. Evan, if you don't do your chores and you don't do your homework, this is not an idle threat. I'm really going to do this. I will play the Poppy song again.
I'm going to call Dyfus on you.
Dad, I had no homework. There's a standardized testing.
Well, you dodged the bullet. Okay, then another night without the Poppy song. Well done, Evan.
Okay, bye, Evan.
Maybe I should buy that album just to keep the kids in line.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling to make a bid on the James White and the Blacks album.
Well, okay. There's already a bid there. The bidding so far is at $15.
Okay. So the next I'm bidding $20.
You're bidding $20.
And
well played.
What's your name?
Oh, Vaughn the Trucker.
Vaughn.
Vaughn.
All right, we have 4 minutes left. We have a full phone bag. We have to roll.
Okay, Vaughn the Trucker.
201-209-9368. This is when the bidding gets heated. Just a few minutes left on the clock.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to do another bid from FM Mike.
For what? For Nina Hagen?
Nina Hagen, yep.
What's the minimum? What's the bidding at now, Ken?
Michael in Boston bid $10.
Okay, so I'll bid $15 and I'll pay for whatever shipping is to South Carolina.
Oh, well, that goes without saying that you got to pay for shipping. Okay,
so $15 in shipping. Thank you very much.
FM Mike has the high bid on Nina Hagen at $15.
We're 201-209-9368. Nick, just send them through.
Andy and Pamela have the high bid on the Joe Piscopo at $3.
Oh, I'm committed to this. Liz, so it's $3 plus shipping.
Right. Liz has the high bid on Fairport Convention at $20. Bruce has the high bid on the Divine Record at $23. Vaughn the Trucker has the high bid on the James White and the Blacks and the Black at $20.
I think this is kind of, look, this bodes well. People really are responding to this.
Yeah.
I think you and young Matt might have a hit record fair.
Oh,
in
you
your
mean
hands.
Little Matty Warwick?
Little Matty Warwick.
Yeah.
And he'll be policing the place with his little water pistols, his Nerf guns.
Yeah, you know what sucks?
And super soakers.
Is that Sierra Nevada, God bless them, donated all this beer for the record fair?
Yeah.
Little Matty Warwick can't drink any.
No, he can't drink
any.
He's
not old enough.
Maybe on Sunday you can buy him a beer.
That would be illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
No can do. The record fair is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Brooklyn Expo Center in Greenpoint, 79 Franklin Street. Danny Says, the great Danny Fields documentary showing Saturday at 4. Matt Mose and Laurice performing Sunday at 3 and 4, respectively.
And what's the cost to get in?
$7 to get in.
And what's the cost to get out?
Getting out is free.
Getting out is free?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, you should play that up, too. That's a very, very smart policy change. People hated it last year.
When we were charging $10
to leave? Yeah, $10 to get out. Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, it was creating a lot of aggressive people.
Yeah, but you made more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying that it's better this way to let people out?
I think people are going to love this policy change.
Okay, we only have another couple of minutes left for the bidding. FM Mike has the high bid on Nina Hagen, $15. Andy and Pamela have the high bid on Joe Piscopo at $3. Liz has the high bid on the Fairport Convention record at $20. Bruce, high bid on the Divine record at $23. Michelle Mealy, where are you? And Vaughn the Trucker has the high bid on the James White record at $20. And just, boy.
So you have 2 minutes left to outbid any of those?
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Hey, why don't we do this at the marathon, have people bidding on stuff?
Because it's different when you're looking for donations because, you know, like, what about these people who got outbid? They're not going to give us.
Oh, I don't care. I was just babbling. Yeah, okay. I didn't think you'd really answer.
Right, okay.
All right, let's pick up the phone.
Just waiting for...
just Nick. Just put him through, son.
Waiting for Nick the
Bard.
There
you go, Nick. Just say you're on the air. Nick, just hit the big button, son. There you go, son. That's how you do it, son.
Thank you, Nick the Bard.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica.
Veronica got her way and got the original topic for tonight's show canceled.
Next, yeah.
Congratulations, Veronica.
Congratulations to you and your gender, Veronica.
Yes.
All women,
yes,
I think.
All women. All women came out ahead.
Okay. Nick, put him through, son. I call him son because I'm kind of a father figure to Nick.
Yeah? Are you? What do you and Nick do, father to son?
Well, like most fathers, I ignore him.
Uh-huh.
See him once a week.
Yeah.
Ask him how he's doing.
Take him bowling or anything?
I should do that. I know. I know I should.
Miniature golf?
I know I should.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi.
So here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want all the records. I'll bid $5 higher on every record out there, and you can just ship it one place to me, all the records. Done.
But is this a legitimate offer?
Yeah. Andy, it's not a lot of money. I mean, we're talking about less than $100 for the whole kit and caboodle.
What's your name?
Rob.
Okay, Rob. And you're bidding $25 on the James White, $28 on the Divine, $25 on the Fairport.
Wait, convention. I have to outbid him now for Pamela.
$8 on Joe Piscopo.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to go. Rob, give me and Pam Joe Piscopo. By all that's holy.
No, Andy.
You're saying not. No.
Give me the rights to one monk episode and you got it.
Where'd that come from?
And Rob, will you be able to PayPal me the money?
No, I can't PayPal, but you have my listener number. You know who I am, so I mean, just
I don't know who you are.
He's Rob.
No, but I mean, I could tell you off the air, and you
Okay, so you email me at ken@wfmu.org.
I'm driving right now, Ken.
Okay, but it's easy enough to remember that, right?
Yeah.
You're not messing with us because these other bids are good bids.
I'm not messing with you.
Okay, you're good for over.
But Rob, how can one?
Very seriously.
Wait, but how can one person be interested in the Divine record and the Buffy St. Marie record? Who are you?
I love records. I love the vinyl. Okay.
What do you do with the vinyl? Do you melt it down? What do you do with it?
Like winning. What?
You like winning. He likes winning. For $100, we're giving him a little buzz, a little adrenaline rush, because he beat out these other nice listeners.
It's the power trip.
It's 100. All right, you hang on.
I don't know about this.
Hang on, Rob. Hang on.
Wait, Ken, I don't know about this.
Hi, you're on the air.
I like winning. I like vinyl.
Hi, FM Mike. Whatever Rob's trying to pull on that Hagen album, $5 above the number he's putting on the Hagen album.
Okay, Nina Hagen's up.
We're going to make a fortune.
Nina Hagen's
these
up.
These two idiots. We're going to do great.
Okay,
hey,
Rob.
Nina Hagen, what's 25 now?
All you need are two idiots with a full-time job.
Yes.
This is it.
Rob, the high bid on Nina Hagen is now 25.
Yeah, well,
that's
got to be
30.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so FM
I'm
Mike.
I'm 35.
All right, 35. Do I hear 40?
I don't care about her records as much as I do about her ice cream.
Do I hear 40?
Hey, come on, guys. You want to win, don't you? You want to be the winner, right?
Do I hear 40 on the Nina
41.
Hagen? 41. Rob says 41. Do I hear 42?
No. That was FM Mike saying 41.
Oh, well, you already had the high bid. You outbid yourself, but that's fine.
Oh, crap. Okay.
This is...
All right, he can have the Nina Hagen album.
This is what,
okay.
This is what passes for excitement here at FMU.
FM Mike comes off with Nina Hagen at $35, and Rob, make sure you email me.
Wait, but I want... Wait, I've got to send Pam a little something.
You were outbid, my friend. I'm sorry.
Pam, you're getting a bumper sticker and a T-shirt.
Thank you.
Wait, so what am I paying for Nina Hagen? I kind of lost it.
35. Lost you're paying 35.
Man. Yeah.
I'm not going to count the time you outbid yourself.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I got another thing.
Okay, you get onto that other thing, Rob. Okay. Make sure you email me.
So, Rob, you're getting a big, big pile of vinyl. Congratulations.
Thanks to Little Matty Warwick. You can meet him at the record fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Brooklyn Expo Center, 79 Franklin Street. Thanks to Veronica, Michelle Mealy, Nick the Bard, Andy Breckman, who is still married. Congratulations, Andy.
Thanks, buddy. And good and congratulations to your son. Well done.
Yeah, and we will.
And congratulations in advance on a spectacular record fair.
And we'll see you all at the record fair this weekend.
Andy.
You're listening to In Real Life with Kim Zilla
and Emily on WFMU.
Wait! We can't stop here. This is Bat Country.
Good evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla. And we're back in studio.
We're back. I hope you enjoyed our road trip last week. We definitely did.
I had a good time on the road with you. I learned a lot about you.
Yeah, I learned a lot about you, too.
And all in good ways.
Yeah. We never found that tank top for Matt Warwick, though.
No, Daddy Garbage needs a bat tank top, guys.
Or a Virginia is for Lovers tank top. So if you find one, you can send it care of Daddy Garbage to 43 Montgomery Street, Jersey City, New Jersey.
It's true. If you see one.
07042. Yeah.
Well, we have a jam-packed episode for you guys tonight, and this is the reason why we went down to backcountry, was to visit some caves and to talk about some bats. And we were just hosted by the most wonderful of people.
Yeah, a really spectacular group. And we we stayed on this marvelous property, and we explored. And part of our exploring was done in caves, which was just so amazing. So for this episode, we actually strongly recommend headphones.
Oh, yeah.
To like maximize your...
your ears' enjoyment.
Yeah, of the really cool audio content that we got.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one was a fun one to edit. But, you know, so what you're going to be listening to as we begin, first and foremost, is going to be Mike, our host, and he's going to go over some caving etiquette.
Yeah, and sort of, you know, get us into the mindset of a good caver.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to hear from Jeremy, our guide.
Yes.
Who took us on our grand caving adventure.
And we have some great audio from inside some incredible caves.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be hearing from Amanda, the resident bat expert.
Bat lady!
Bat lady!
I know you're out there!
So, yeah, you're not going to hear a whole lot more from us live in the studio because it's a packed show this week. But you can join us at WFMU.org and click on playlists and comments to join us on the message board. And we would love to see you there and chat with you there. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Just kidding. Enjoy.
My name's Mike, and I live down south of you guys on a piece of property that has three caves within a five-minute walk.
From your perspective, you know, what are the responsibilities of having caves on your own property? Are people able to just go into the caves?
Pretty much everywhere in this country, caves are private property, so that it's up to the landowner. Now, I am a caver myself. I got into the sport a long time ago. And so since I'm part of that community, if people from the caving community want to come here and go in my caves, then that's fine with me. But an organized caving really is all about really two things: safety, but the other main thing is conservation. The cave environment is a very low-energy environment. Any disturbance you make in it is pretty much of a permanent disturbance. So if you're going to go into that environment, you sort of have to take that leave-no-trace ethic to its extreme, because any trace you leave is going to always be there. And what we like about it is it's so wild and beautiful. Hmm. And it's also very delicate. You know, I mean, even if there's a forest fire, the trees grow back. When things are destroyed in caves, it can take anywhere from thousands to millions of years for that stuff to come back, if it ever does. And if you think about it, right, we all know about the cave paintings they found in France that are thousands and thousands of years old.
Yeah.
Right? So things you do in caves are permanent. So that's one aspect of caving, and just anytime you go into a cave environment, you got to be very mindful that it's delicate. There's a whole ecosystem in there. There's arthropods that live in the water and in the mud, and there's fish, and there's salamanders, and there's bats. And it's a very low-energy ecosystem, so it's very delicately balanced. If you think about it, right, there's no sunlight, so there's nothing growing. so there's no base for the food chain. All the energy, you know, in the form of food and the life in their needs has to come in from outside. Mm. And so you get, you know, stuff being carried in by the stream. The bats go out every night and bring back stuff. There's a lot of little critters that live in the bat guano because that's food that's been brought into the cave environment from the outside. But nothing grows there, right? No light.
Are there certain threatened species that are cave dwellers?
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. The environments inside caves are not really connected. So it's very common for there to be some, you know, species of crayfish that's only found in three caves in Alabama. That's it. And so if you are careless in one of those caves and pollute the water with your waste or something, you can kill off like one-third of the world's population of this animal. There's the whole issue of bats, which I know you've